The very subtle mind is so called because it is extremely difficult to recognize. So again, it's not saying intellectually understanding it is difficult, but actually recognizing it in our experience. So being able to, while it's manifest, acknowledge this is the very subtle mind. Without the very subtle mind, we would have no life, because our gross and subtle minds cannot hold our life. This is because they are only temporary minds and very unstable. They suddenly arise and quickly disappear like clouds in the sky. Therefore, only our very subtle mind holds our life continuously throughout the day and the night, and in life after life, until we become an enlightened Buddha. So our mind, this root mind that is like a field, a formless continuum, empty like space, from this root mind manifests the subtle minds and their objects, the gross minds and their objects, for a while, temporarily. Temporarily we appear like this, and then this appearance stops. Temporarily this world appears for us, and then it ceases. But our root mind is unwavering in its continuum. It is what is holding our life. When we become a Buddha, our very subtle mind will become a Buddha's mind, and our very subtle inner wind will become a Buddha's body. Our very subtle mind, or continuously residing mind, is therefore our Buddha nature. Since our very subtle inner wind, or continuously residing body, will never die, we have a deathless body that is our own body. In truth, our present body is a part of our parents' bodies, and so it belongs to our parents and not to us. So we grasp so tightly at our body. We want it to be comfortable. We want it to be healthy. We want it to be strong. We want it to be beautiful. We want it to be flexible. We want it to be supple. We want so much from this body that it can't reward us with. Briefly, perhaps, if we put a lot of effort, of course. But sooner or later, it just decays and disappears. This isn't our body. We didn't bring it with us from a different life. Our parents gave it to us. This isn't our real body. Our real body, we have a deathless body. Our own body is the truth body. Our very subtle mind, our Buddha nature, is very precious, like a priceless jewel. But we cannot recognize it unless we engage in special methods for recognizing it that Buddha explained in his highest Yoga Tantra teachings. So to actually manifest our very subtle mind, we need to engage in the highest Yoga Tantra meditations. But it's still very helpful for us to understand this mind exists. This is the mind of deep sleep, or the mind that all our other minds dissolve into at the time of death. Venerable Geshe says, when we are in deep sleep, our gross and subtle inner winds and minds naturally dissolve into the central channel, and as a result, our very subtle mind manifests. This manifest, very subtle mind is the clear light of sleep. However, normally we cannot recognize it, because during sleep, our memory is unable to function. At the time of our death, we experience the death process. Our inner winds naturally dissolve into the central channel. First, our gross minds will dissolve and cease, and only the subtle mind remains. Then our mind becomes more and more subtle until finally, when all inner winds have completely dissolved into the central channel, our very subtle mind will manifest. This manifest, very subtle mind is the clear light of death. Its nature is great bliss, it is extremely peaceful, and it perceives only emptiness, the mere absence of all phenomena. Normally, we cannot recognize it because at that time, Our memory cannot function. So when we sleep, and we're in deep sleep, we manifest our most subtle level of mind, but we can't realize that because we have no mindfulness. When we go through the death process, we manifest our most subtle level of mind. It's like we sail every night, and at the end of every life, we sail within a hair's breadth of enlightenment. But because we haven't developed very subtle mindfulness, we're oblivious to it. Through special meditation practices, we can cultivate that very subtle mindfulness. We can cause our very subtle mind to manifest. That is the meaning of life, to see the truth, to experience ourself, not this imagined hallucination, not this body that is prone to aging and sickness, not this gross conceptual mind full of discursive thoughts and suffering and pain, but our true, undying self. Returning to Great Treasury of Merit, Venerable Geshe-la quotes the great master of the Mahamudra tradition, the Yogi Saraha, who says, "We do not understand, but if we did, we would know that everything is a manifestation of great bliss." Everything, all of this, all of our hallucinations are arising from the great bliss that is our root mind. Saraha says, "All phenomena are manifestations of the continually abiding mind. They arise from that mind just as waves arise from an ocean."